With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israel's prime minister rejecting any plans for Palestinian statehood in a post-war Gaza.
A statement from the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has confirmed that his position on Gaza hasn't changed. The announcement comes following a conversation between Netanyahu and President Biden, in which the Israeli prime minister reiterated that Israel must retain security control over the territory after Hamas is destroyed. Netanyahu's office says this is a requirement that contradicts the demand for Palestinian sovereignty. The statement is an apparent rebuff of President Biden's suggestion that creative solutions could bridge wide gaps between the leaders' views on Palestinian statehood. I'm Karen Shamas.
Campaigning in New Hampshire ahead of Tuesday's primary, former President Donald Trump remains very upbeat that he will be victorious.
With your vote 4 days from now, we're going to win another historic victory in the great state of New Hampshire, and then we're going to defeat Crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country.
Also at SRNnews.com, health experts now have some advice as you try to make it through the winter, safe from any number of respiratory viruses. Here's Bob Agnew.
January can be the worst month for these illnesses, and vaccination rates are low. When relatives, friends, and coworkers are coming down with coughs, nasal congestion, fatigue, and fever, keeping viruses at bay means thorough hand washing, good ventilation, and wearing a mask in crowded areas. If you do get sick, prompt testing can help determine whether you have COVID-19 or influenza. That's important to see if you need one of the medicines that can help prevent severe illness, Paxlovid for COVID-19 and Tamiflu for the flu. Bob Agner reporting.
And this is SRN News. A grim report from a pro-life organization.
The U.S. exports about $2 trillion worth of products to the rest of the world, but Human Life International says the number one item is abortion. HLI calculates that this country is responsible for a large percentage of global abortions through directed international aid packages and public grants. Spokesman Dr. Brian Clough says with 73 million global abortions last year alone, quote, the United States has the blood of many on its hands. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Churches in Japan are responding to the New Year's Day earthquake that killed scores of people and drove thousands out of their homes. Believers make up only 1% of the population, but International Christian Concern reports a network of churches has been established to help survivors of the quake. The missionary organization A3 is also on the ground in Japan. This is SRN News. An effort underway to make it easier to receive food assistance.
Student and legal advocacy groups are petitioning the U.S. Department of Agriculture to lift the interview requirement for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program applicants to receive food aid. They argue the interview requirement is burdensome and prevents those who qualify for food aid from receiving it. The National Student Legal Defense Network, the Center for Law and Social Policy, and the California Student Aid Commission are among the organizations calling for its removal. The government agency is reviewing the proposal. John Scott reporting.
Microsoft says state-backed Russian hackers broke into its corporate email system and accessed accounts of members of the company's leadership team, as well as those with cybersecurity and some legal employees. Microsoft says the intrusion began in November and was discovered in January 12th. More details at SRNnews.com.